Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The bad is my chicks and the real rap spitting dudes, R&B and gospel, and all of the above, and it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Teddy J. And, of course, this is Wednesday. And, you know, Wednesday is hump day. So, as I always tell you, every week, every Wednesday, remember to hump responsibly. So, there you go. And this is one of the craziest shows. There's a reason why it's one of the most liked shows on Law Talk Radio and the feature show at that. Because of the listeners that come through here, y'all make it what it is. The guests that come in here, y'all make it what it is, and just having fun. We just all love having fun on here and getting information out for all these different people. So, big up to that. Can't wait for today's show. We got very, very special guests on here today. My boy, Philly Blocks, we're going to be chopping up with him. One of the hottest artists out of the state of Kentucky. And, heck, shout out to Kentucky anyway. I just had some KFC on Monday. Shout out to that. So anyway, you know, we'll be chopping up with him. And also, one of the people behind, very intricate, a lot of his operations and making stuff happen is the boy, Darnell Johnson. We're talking to him, too. So can't wait to chop it up with him in just a moment. So what we're going to do, before we bring him on, we're going to have to let y'all know some of the stuff that's going on for the rest of the week. Of course, you know, we did a lot of updates. We did several updates to the dust slide a little bit. Definitely check that out. One of the big things we've done on there is now that can go, when you go to the site, you can actually listen to the show from there too. You know, we had to where you just, there's a back link to it, but there's a player. You just go simply to the music and media section over on the left-hand side of the site. You click Life at Dust Live Player. You go there and actually pull up all the shows for all this past week. You know, like the top five shows from past week, and then the top show would be the most recent show. So, like, for instance, you can listen to this show right now on the Dust Spot. That's how we do it. Big things. All right, what we're going to go ahead and do is going to open the phone lines now for my boys. That's them right there. Let's go ahead and check it out. All right, this is my boys, Philly Blocks, my boy Darnell.
Yeah.
What's good?
Not much, chilling, man. Trying to stay out of this cold weather, man.
Man, I'm telling you, it's like that over here in Texas, too, man. It's like, I don't know, this weather is crazy, man. It's doing like this whole hokey pokey type stuff. Like, want to be cold, and they want to be hot. I'm like, okay, can I go outside? It takes me to go outside now.
Yeah.
Big ups for that, man. How's the weather there in Kentucky, man? Like, you say it's cold right now. Is it kind of like how Texas is, where, like, our weather here, it has its own mindset. It can be hot and cold in the same exact day, and that's really crazy.
Yeah, it does the same, but, I mean, like, it's supposed to be, like, 35 tonight, so, you know what I'm saying, so.
Yeah,
you know,
this day,
goes back and forth.
This day, I'll find you a chick with us.
Yeah.
Most definitely, man. First off, man, I just want to big you up for the stuff you got going on, man. You know, one of the most recent things you've done that is really great. And I like the whole way you do the magazine and the article that did you was up in KYFuse magazine.
Yeah, shout out to my homie Flea and Eric Fuse. You know what I'm saying? They got me in the first premiere issue of the KYFuse. If you want to look at the magazine article, I am on the front cover. Just go to kyfuse.com. You know, send big shout out to them to getting me on it. They reached out and they was just telling me like, well, look, we're trying to get you on that because we know you one of the few that's actually, you know what I'm saying, putting y'all into this and actually reaching outside of the state lines. You know what I'm saying, to get a buzz. So they reached out to me, and I got everything turned back. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they told me I was, one of the easiest people to work with. You know what I'm saying? I got everything back in on time, and, you know what I'm saying, I'm on the front cover.
Exactly. That's very key, man. You know, a lot of people don't understand that, man. Like, you're like, I'm doing big things. I'm going to take my time because, you know, I got something I can work with, you know. Yeah, even if that is the case, you still want to make sure you do right, because then that can screw you up for somebody soon that come out later on.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like I said, shout out to them, though, because I've been on Flea for, like, a little minute. Yeah, since, like, 09, like, and, you know what I'm saying, he always been supportive of me, so is Eric, you know what I'm saying? So for me to get the cover was, you know what I'm saying, a blessing with me being, you know what I'm saying, even a little bit, you know what I'm saying, away from the scene a little bit, still keep my face out there to let people know I ain't gone nowhere. So.
Oh, definitely, man. It's definitely, I mean, like I said, I like the whole look of the magazine. No, that's the whole thing. Like, people don't realize, like you said, just getting out there and staying cool with people that, you know, you never know. You never know who you could be talking to. They could be somebody that could really be a big, intricate part of your career. Just because it's like it at first doesn't mean it's not the case. But
yeah.
So I want to chop up you too, man. Like, you know, one of the things y'all posted onto my site, you know, and that's my shout out to y'all. First off, man, joining it without even, like, I really, like, one thing I'm put on blast and people know me, what? Yeah, y'all know I'm one of the coolest people in the world, but y'all know I'm also one of the most blunt people in the world, too. And one thing I did want to say is, like, there's artists I've known forever, who, when it comes to them, I feel like I got to pull teeth to get them for anything. And some of them still haven't done it. Like, they feel like I'm pulling teeth to ask them to join the site one night. You know, you hit your boy up. You hit me up and whatnot, and then y'all like, okay, I joined it. I didn't feel like I had to really say nothing. Matter of fact, I don't really think I really had told him too much. I think he wanted to join it because he saw it on his own. So let me support this because it's somebody that's trying to support other people. And that's the kind of stuff, and I see artists do that, man. It's like, that makes me really want to go out bat for them.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all about, you know what I'm saying, trying to get the name out. Like, it'd be times, like, you know what I'm saying, like, here, it's like, it's harder, not even the fact of it's harder to get your name out here, but it's so many people doing it, so, like, we reach out to people outside, you know what I'm saying, try to build a bigger fan base, because it's bigger than Kentucky and it's bigger than Louisville, so at the end of the day, like, us reaching out, like, you know what I'm saying, we willing to show support, you know what I'm saying, just on general principle, just because we already know how it is as being indie artists and people trying to reach that big dream. So, you know what I'm saying, whoever, you know what I'm saying, like, we're willing to scratch whoever's back. you know what I'm saying, just to get where we need to be at and get where in certain positions, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's always going to be a support system. Like, I believe, like, it's no, like, if you don't have no relationship, you don't have nothing. So in order to build that relationship, you have to get cool with them people, at least know what they, what, you know what I'm saying, how they run their operation with them, know how you do your thing, and, you know what I'm saying, if y'all click, y'all click, you know what I'm saying? It's all about relationships at the end of the day.
Yeah, and like you said, man, like, a lot of people are like, that ties to the whole, a lot of people realize, like, everyone's tying everything into trying to do just a major, you know, mainstream radio. But, like, on the internet radio game is definitely something that the indies and these up-and-coming artists and these indies have been figuring out for the longest, and they keep, and people are wondering, man, why are they doing got a buzz, but not even on the major radio? Because y'all going after these other entities that, you know, when it comes to internet radio, depending on who does the internet radio, you never know who that show can go to because it goes through the whole entire world.
Yeah,
and y'all,
I mean, I'm
figuring it out. Like, why is it that it's still taking so, you know, the majors are still doing big things, always doing big things, because they're not hating the majors, but sometimes there's some people that's in the majors that ain't figured out that they need to hit up these other entities. Man, how come is these indie artists are figuring it out and they're not?
Mm-hmm. I mean, because I feel like the indie people, more of us is in the streets, so we know what people, you know what I'm saying, we know what people want. It's more of a, like, I feel like the radio is just made as a playlist. The regular radio is a playlist of people getting paid to play these certain songs. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, they're getting paid to play this. But something totally in the streets, like, if it has that big of an impact, it's going to leak over to mainstream. Like, but I feel like the mainstream radio is not connected to the streets sometimes. It's only a few that's really are, like your Hot 97s and your, you know what I'm saying, your Power 106s, your Power 99s, like in cities like New York, L.A., and, you know what I'm saying, even Philadelphia. But, you know what I'm saying, if you don't know what's going on in the streets, you basically lost, and you will probably lose more listeners, potential listeners, because you're not knowing what's going on in the streets, and you just playing the songs that's on BET 106 and Park, you're just playing their top 10. So, you know what I'm saying, it's more than, you know what I'm saying, just, what's the word, you know what I'm saying, it's more than just playing the regular top 10. It's people out here that's really grinding, that's really has a buzz, but people are scared to let them get out, you know what I'm saying, get their voice heard. Some people is not, so.
Well, definitely, man. I think you pretty much hit the nail right on the doorknob, man, because I mean, I can't really say it better myself, man. Like, real talk, you said it's a lot of people just paying people just to be play their music and whatnot. And the streets, at the end of the day, hey, I'm just gonna cut straight to the chase. The streets is where it's at. You obviously gotta make sure the streets will tell you if it's hot or not. They're gonna be the most blunt. They don't really have. It's not their fun. They have that you have to pay them to tell them that. They're gonna let you know regardless.
Yeah, like, even, like, here, like, I feel like we had the most critic people in the world in Louisville, Kentucky. If they don't like it, they're going to let you know. If they like it, they're going to show you they like it. And even with me, like, they show they like it. Like, I have certain songs people like, and I have certain songs for certain audiences, but I know what my main audience is, which is in the streets. And the streets love it. You know what I'm saying? Put it like this, if the streets don't love it, your name's not going to be floating around. My name's been going around for 3 years now. Even me probably dropping one project a year, that project is good enough for them to keep them talking the whole year. My features is good enough to keep them talking. Like, my videos is good enough to keep them talking. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thankful for those that really do support me. And even those that support me out of town is more crazy because they go harder, you know what I'm saying, than sometimes the home base. But the home base still support me.
Speaking of one of your tracks, man, we gonna drop your tracks real quick and then come back. Oh, this is going down, man. Like, it's one of the tracks I actually been AC sent to me actually been breaking like crazy. So big up to that. A lot of people feel like you said the streets gonna take the internet they feel it or not. And the streets is definitely feeling this track. And this is I'm going down on my part, Philly Blocks, and then we'll be back and chop up some more. If you even bring up my favorite parts of the show, which is the crazy question of the day. And my boy, I'm talking to my boy Donnell too when he come back too. So here we go. Let's go.
Darnell,
What's up, Big Dog? Not much, man. First off, man, I want to thank you for, you know, putting me up on game about this dude, man. He's really doing a lot of big things, and just his knowledge, I mean, there's a reason why he's making big moves.
Yeah. We making big moves. We trying to make even bigger moves real soon, you know what I'm saying? You know, knowledge, if you ain't got no knowledge in this game, man, you falling behind and you last, man. You know, so I try to tell him to get as much knowledge as he can, man. I don't know it all, so, you know what I'm saying? If I know half, he know half, we put it together as a whole.
Well, definitely, and that's the thing, man. If I was good, you're only as good as your team, and that's why it's really good, and you got a person like you that's in this corner. It's like, I mean, I be watching, I be peeping your stuff, man. You be, every time, man, you just turn it out. Like, you really be bigging this dude up, and you really get the word out about him really, really heavy, man.
Got to, man. That's what I'm here for, man. It's, you know, he's more than just a manager artist thing, man. That's my little brother, so I gotta make sure he's straight, because I know he's going to make sure I'm straight. You know what I'm saying?
Well, definitely. And like you said, like a lot of people still, even if it's a family or not family, some of these, one of the things that managers don't get, man, some of these managers not get is have the your interest to be of the artist, not just of yourself. Of course, you know, like you said, you look out for yourself too, but if your interest is not the artist I'm interested in, you pretty much failing from jump.
Right. Everybody's interest got to be the same. Like, if you ask him the question, he'll tell you his interest is my interest and mine is his. You know what I'm saying? We both trying to strive one goal and one dream is to get to the top of this rap game and be the king. You know what I'm saying? That's our whole goal. When it's all said and done, we want to be the new king of the rap game for years to come. Not just a pawn in the game. We want to be the king. He want to be the best artist in the game. I want to be the best manager in the game. You know what I'm saying? Nobody plays this game to be mediocre.
Right, and I'm laughing at that because some people really think, no, once you get to a certain point, like, I watch people, they'll really make it to this real big point of their career, and they'll be like, oh, well, shoot, I'm major, I ain't got to do more work. When you get big, that's when the work just starts. The work just started then. Y'all thought all that work before that was done. No, you still got way more to go. You think that was it, then that's not it. I'm sorry, you going to fail by doing that.
Yeah, man, I was told by my mentor, man, to work what I'm doing right now is just like nothing for real compared to what it takes to stay in the game and conquer the game. You know what I'm saying? He represented one of the best artists ever to be in the game, which was Static Major. And Static worked with everybody, so you know what I'm saying? We trying to be bigger than Static Boys. I'm trying to be bigger than D is, you know what I'm saying? So that's my goal, man, to be, try to be the world's best manager. That's what I wake up every day and tell myself. What can I do to be the world's best manager today?
Well, definitely. And, all right, so I also want to chop up also a couple other supporting projects from Philly, too, man. Like, I see we got some of his videos. One thing, like, his videos are very high quality. And he tries to have a nice, decent concept to him, too. That's what I like. Like, one of my favorite ones I liked that I checked out was Starting Five. And I liked it. It was like the little draft. We was going to make it to the Starting Five one night. And it is kind of how you feel sometimes. And you're like, okay. That song, I was like, dang, this is me.
Hey, man, it's a funny thing about that video, because, like, we had a whole concept of doing a whole basketball game. Then we came up with a concept of doing just, like, eight chicks to try out for the basketball team. And then when it came down to shooting the video, I'm on my way to the shoot, and eight chicks back out on me. So we was left with three chicks, so we had to wing it. We had to wing that video. And that's why it's like one of my favorite videos, because my director, Casey Cosby, which is an outstanding dude, he does a lot of our videos, man. He was magnificent with the odds that we had against us, man. He made it work.
Yeah, man, that's the thing, too. another great thing about it, like you just said, something you just proved is not, you got to be able to change stuff on the fly. Some people, if it's not planned, they start freaking out, like, oh, my God, everything's not good. It's so stupid. You got to have a plan A, B, C. Hell, you have a plan A through Z, really.
Yeah, you got to, man, especially when it comes to videos, man, because, you know, nobody up here, man, everybody up here thinks they celebrities and stars already. Nobody understands that it takes one person. It takes everybody to help everybody for somebody to make it or for everybody to make it. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? I had 6 or 7 girls asking me, well, how much am I paying? So, you know, so I went to the, I got business smart on them. I asked them to send me their resume and what have they done. And, you know, I said, I ain't heard nothing from them since. You know, if you want me to pay me, you want me to pay you, you got to show me, tell me, show me something that I'm paying you for. You know what I'm saying? Because I can just go get anybody on the street and say, hey, you want to be in a video? And they're going to do it just for the hell of it.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
You call yourself a professional model, just show me a resume and all that. I actually had one chick send a resume, and it was like, it was the best thing I've ever seen from a model.
Right. Because, man, that's how I am with artists. I'm with people. Like, I pretty much, I'm not going to do all that run around. I'm going to send you the resume and stuff and let you just go decide for yourself. And make sure it look right, because I want my resume to look like how I am, or like the stuff I say I do, I want it to add up. So you know, you're right. All right, so okay, crazy question. Let me cut my music off. Listen, this is where I go in. All right, so I'm gonna ask each of y'all, man. Like, as far as in the industry, like, what's some of the most embarrassing things that happened to you?
Why, you going to answer this or you want me to answer?
I can't really think of anything crazy. I mean, it all comes with the territory. Like, you going to take losses, you going to take gains. I'll take it as that. I mean, unless you could think of something.
I mean, I can only say the embarrassing moment that we ever experienced was Paducah. We did a show in Paducah to open up for Ace Hood. And you know what I'm saying? Down there, they had never heard of us before, so... You know what I'm saying? We took a chance on going down there to do this music thing. And when we got up there, man, they were just looking at us like, who are these dudes, man? But by the end of the show, they were bopping with us. So, I mean, that's the only thing I can see is the most embarrassing thing that we done did so far.
They're giving that Scooby-Doo look.
Yeah, I remember Radcliffe when we did a show for, I didn't know it was an 18 under show. So, like, we walk in, we see there's a bunch of kids, and then I start performing. They all sit down like it was a classroom. They all just sat there and just listened to me and just sat there in the chairs. There was no movement, none of that. They sat there and watched the whole time, and it was kind of awkward because as a party, you don't sit there and listen. Like, you don't sit down like you usually moving. So that kind of threw me off guard a little bit when we went to Radcliffe.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Visualize that, like, okay, you're at a party and you're just sitting there like, oh, party mode's over. Let's sit down and actually completely pay attention. Like,
they sat there and listened, and it was funny, but I was like, wow, dude, what the hell? But when we got done, they knew a couple words to the song. So
yeah,
right,
the young crowd of sponges, man. That's probably what it was. They sat down and said, like, let me take all this in and really see, okay, let me really get ready to criticize this all the way and see how what I like about it and don't like about it and see if I really want to feel this dude. So I guess that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't think it was a bad thing.
All right, so another question I got, too, is as far as your top five artists, dead or alive, who would you pick?
Go ahead, Juan. I'll do mine second.
Top five dead or alive to do what to do music with, or just my top five dead or alive?
I'll get top five dead or alive, period.
No particular order. Scarface. Pac and Big automatically, Jay and Nas.
Okay. Definitely on that list. A lot of legends in the building. It is a versus. I was like your top five is almost in every, like, all the major regions of the U.S. is like, that's like representing NY, Cali, Texas, like, it's all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would even throw Soulja Slim in the mix because he had a big impact on me. Like, even when I was 10, like, I used to have all the No Limit CDs from growing up, so I could honestly say, like, Soulja Slim is one of those people I would even throw in my top five, too. So, you know what I'm saying? Atlanta music and Texas music, I mean, not Atlanta. Yeah, I could even say Atlanta. Atlanta, Texas, and Louisiana music always had an influence on me, but I always had an East Coast way of delivering it, you know what I'm saying? So, down south, West Coast, and East Coast always had an influence on me.
Big up for that. It's always good being multi-cultured in this industry. All right, drop your top five, bro.
My top five, I got Jay, Tilt, and I'm about to take it back to Pete, Master P. Number four and five. No, but I'm gonna throw a curveball in there. My number four is Philly. And my number five, I don't really know for real, man. Number five is hard. I'll say Luda. Luda will be my number five.
Yeah, Luda is pretty wrong. Hey, I like how you threw Master. I never heard no one say Master P, but I tell you why I like your Master P pick, man. Like, a lot of people probably, oh, man, he really, like, towards the end, it wasn't as good, but it was like, whenever he put out a song, you knew it was going to be a hit. It was like, bam, hit,
right.
Bam, hit. He just put hit after hit out. I was like, hey, they're going to mess Master P song.
I coach high school football, and I'll be telling the kids about it. Like, man, when they live in a boosty out there in the locker room, and I was like, man, when we was in high school, man, the thing's name was P. No Limit was, you know what I'm saying? They was the shit when we was around, man, when we was young. So P's always been my favorite until he retired and then started coming back and doing a bunch of nonsense. But, you know what I'm saying? He's always been in my top five.
Yeah, I just went to the Master P concert a few weeks ago, and it was crazy to see how, like, he drew people that was younger than me in the club, and then he had a bunch of OGs in the club going crazy because, like, the last time I think he came was, like, 96, and I heard stories from a bunch of OGs, like, from 96 when he came. Like, it was basically a riot just because he was there, you know what I'm saying? It was basically, like, so many people was amped up to go see him, and for him not to come back for many years, for him not to come back.
I was at that show. What happened was, you know, back then is when the gangs up here was real heavy. And Pete, he get the crowd amped up, and they just got the brawling in the crowd, man, and the city banned him from coming here. And this year was his first year being there since 96. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? P had it cracking. He was always here, man. He's always, that's why when I say I want to go touch the people, I learned that from him, because when he would come in town, he would go down to the park and shoot basketball and hang in the hood with people. You know what I'm saying? That's why when we go out of town and get on the road, man, I always try to make it a point to go. We go to the projects and hand out CDs. You know what I'm saying? We go to where the people at. We don't want to be sitting off in the hotel waiting on a show, man. We get out and touch the people. You know, we didn't go out on a show. We got on the road and went to Huntsville, Alabama, and just went out and gave away, like 500 CDs, and just went to meet all the people. We rode up down the strip, stopping in every barber shop and everything, man, just going in there and meeting all the people.
Right, because DJ Drummond came here about a couple weeks ago, and he was doing a party. He was DJing a party. Yeah, I said, dang, he kind of dance, like he going to UNT, like, I thought that was the most thorough thing. I was like, okay, it's crazy already in itself. So, and like you said, this dude, before he even did that show today, he was chilling at one of the student apartments at the pool. People like, hold on, this one at the pool? It's throwing everybody off. So, yeah, like you said, man, it's that connection with people. People connect the music better. I mean, they connect with the person.
Yeah, you gotta be. You got that's who's gonna buy your records and whatever they do, download, bootleg, whatever they do, they got your music and they want to see who you are for real. They don't want to see you on the TV in suits and ties and all that. Come to the I spoke to him, dog. We was in Houston, Texas, dog. Just me and him. We went straight to the projects when we got there. We was hanging in the third ward, the fifth ward. It was just me and him. You know what I'm saying? We had GPS and just jumped on the highway, dog. Like, we ain't too good to hang in the hood. Man, we can't hang in anybody's hood. We did it in New York. We done did it everywhere. We done went. We go straight to the hood. We did it in Memphis. And I got 50 phone calls from my man. Y'all better get up out of the projects in Memphis. They crazy down there, boy. They ain't do nothing but show us love. Everybody talking about first 48 this, first 48 that. Man, they was cool down there.
Yeah. I got my thing about first 48. It just, to me, that shows us, isn't it? Because it gets people start freaking out when they get to the city. Oh, my God, man, I can't go to that city, man. Like, they be talking about, like, now it's a constantly on the first 48. But I'm like, I don't see this first 48 activity going on every day. So what are y'all talking about?
Right. We stay on first 48. You're like Dallas and Memphis, but, you know, I still walk around my city without no problems. I walk around the next city. Matter of fact, when we go to Houston every March, I only stay down there for a week. So what we gonna do, man? We gonna stop in Dallas for a couple of day or two and come chop it up with you, man. Show you how real we are, man.
And we gonna go to the barbecue spot. I tell everybody that they always come visit. I always take this barbecue spot. It's like, you go there, you be 45 love. Like, oh my God, man, this barbecue is so good.
Yeah,
I gotta take y'all there for sure, man.
Yeah,
right,
we definitely
so,
gonna come down there, man.
As you great come to a close, man. I want to first off, again, man, thank y'all both for coming through, man. Definitely great to have y'all on the show. And no, big ups with y'all, big enough what y'all got going on, because, hey, like y'all said, talking to, we said the people connecting with people, the whole point of the show is it's not just y'all music, man. It's the fact that these artists that come to the show, y'all all are so humble in what y'all do, and y'all really get the word of it. And when people connect their stuff, that's what a lot of people that become fans of the show, of the artists, is not just because of the music. When they come to me, it's not just, oh, man, that music go hard. They say that, but the first thing they talk about is, man, that dude is cool, man. I really want to work with him. It's because of the people, y'all.
I appreciate you even having me on the show, me and my manager, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, because, you know what I'm saying, like, you didn't have to put us on here, so, you know what I'm saying, like, we appreciate any opportunity we get, you know what I'm saying, just to get, you know what I'm saying, get out there. So at the end of the day, it's all lies back, like I said, on that relationship.
Yeah, man, I was like, I'm going to get these fools in this show some man truck is with me, so one of these days coming up week. So, yeah, I was crunk. I was like, yeah, I'm making the effort this week. So that's how it is. And I get crunk at the littlest thing. Man, I get crunk off of somebody telling me from bringing me a scoop of ice cream.
Yeah, man, I'm going to be the first one to tell you, dog, anything you need from us, man, you got the numbers, the emails, whatever you need, dog. Don't hesitate to call.
All right, man. To remind everybody how they can check y'all out and stuff, man, like all y'all projects and stuff.
Well, as far as me, Philly, I'm mainly on Twitter. It's at Philly Blocks, PhillyBlocks, there's no space, no space separating the name, just all together, one word. As far as, like, what features and beats, you can send the music and beats to phillyblocksmusic@gmail. As far as new stuff that we working on a new series, a new brand called Capo Music. And I just told myself I'm taking it back to the streets, what I knew, like I'm not holding back nothing, you know what I'm saying, as far as like my personal experiences, my just basically what I know is going on in the streets, because I feel like I'm the only voice for people of my age range that actually knows what's going on in my, you know what I'm saying, even in my state, and even connected you know what I'm saying, to people all around. So the compo music is more like street music to get back to the people, but it's going to be done in a different way than what everybody else has been doing it at. So that and the LOE album's going to drop real soon. I've been working on that for like the longest, so I mean it's almost here, it's almost ready. So that's what I've been working on.
Yeah, I've just been getting this business together, man, so we can start getting on this road. You know, got the press kit updated, you know what I'm saying, getting the music pressed up. You know what I'm saying? We, like you said, we're doing the six series of compo music. So it's going to be six CDs hosted by six different DJs from trying to do six different states. You know what I'm saying? So if you are a DJ, man, if you're listening and you think you might want to host it, man, just hit the email. You know, like I said, phillyblocksmusic@gmail.com. You can even hit my personal phone, 502-407-0266. I mean, you know, you can get me on the Facebook, Darnell Johnson, or you can get me on Twitter, Mr_D_Johnson. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real cool dude. And I don't really turn too much stuff down unless it's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, we just grinding it. You know what I'm saying? January, we got New York. March, we got Houston. Well, March, we got Houston and Dallas now. And then July, we got Atlanta. And, you know what I'm saying, we got months in between there, so feel free to hit us up, and, we, you know what I'm saying, we get on the road and come, man.
Yeah, we got D.C. up next, too, so we don't know when that's going to come through, but D.C.'s up next, too, so.
That's what's up, man. I'm really glad to see, whenever I see people who stay humble in what they do, I'm big enough to, like, really making things happen, it's always a good thing to see. I hate when this people who are like real jackasses, and then things are happening for them. Because at the end of the day, man, like, I just can't, like, I just understand it. But so, it is what it is. We're rolling on out. Y'all know how y'all can check it. Y'all miss any of the show, man. All you got to do is go to lifeafterdusklive.dustfly.com, or you can do it, go to iTunes, type in Philly Blocks, and they'll pull up the Life After Dust Live show page in there. You can listen to it on iTunes or go to dustfly.com. It's on the show player too. So there you go. Check out the show. And once again, man, I thank y'all for coming through, man. And
I appreciate you.
It ain't nothing, man. Whatever you want us back, dog. You know how to find us. And I'm gonna holler at my boy Eric and Flea, man, to see if we can get you in the next issue of the KY Fuse, man.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That'd be a really good look, man.
Yeah, matter of fact, as soon as we get off the phone, I'm going to hit him up.
All right. So, hey, we're going to roll it out, man. On that note, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, whether there's a J, or whether there's a Darnell, or whether there's a Philly Blocks, or whether there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life After Dust Live, your boy Teddy J. We're rolling on out. We'll see y'all next week. We'll see what Craig says might come on next week. So be on your toes. All right. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.